Thank you, Gary. Jim, don't worry, I will not exceed 30 minutes.
We're going to give you an hour, John.
Tell him what I told you.
He's got the note cards out.
You think I'm kidding, huh? No, I tell you, I'd like to begin with what a great time I've had as being with this, the Bull Run Civil War Roundtable. And I just wrote down a few things. I've enjoyed every minute of the time I've been a member. And across the board, it is a solid organization. Its reputation is well known throughout the Civil War community. And I think we all think of Ed Bars as the premier Civil War historian, etc. And he even has good words for us. And particularly on the two-volume history that Ed Wenzel has put together on Fairfax County. And you ought to read that foreword by Ed Bars on that book. And a great investment would be to get those two volumes. You'll know more about Fairfax County history than ever been seen before in any combination of books. So anyway, time flies, and let me tell you one thing that we do. Who knows Don Hackinson? Who has $100 in their pocket? If you know Don Hackinson, you want to go on a tour, you got $100, he's got a space for you. You want to go on one of our tours, just pay a little bit of your fair share of the gasoline, and the tour is free, no matter how good it is. And we've been like this for many, many years, and we intend to stay that way. Okay? So if you undecided on whether or not to join the roundtable, just think about it. Just imagine, you can probably do about 75 tours with us than one with Don Hackinson.
Is he a Mosby guy, John?
He says he's a Mosby guy, but I have doubts about him. Anyway, Ed Barr said this. It says, few, if any, roundtables have been as active as the Bull Run Group in support of the hallowed ground of Civil War battlefields adjacent to our nation's capital. And we've gone to great lengths to fight the good fight. And I was talking to Nancy Anwell. We have enemies in the political side of the fence. And we found out in a big way. A lot of them are beholden to special interest groups as far as development. And preservation was not a high priority in many cases. And I remember one time, was it Mark Knowles? Remember, this was over the Bristow Station fight. We didn't get out of that out of the McCourt building until about 6:30 in the morning. Remember that? And it started at 7 p.m. the previous day. But anyway, I always remember that because in the McCourt building in Prince William County. The lights were very subdued on the side, and you spoke not directly to the members of the Board of Supervisors, but off at an angle, and the lighting was dim. So I got up there and I gave my presentation about Bristow Station, etc. Then I walked out, and who was standing outside in the ante room but the matriarch of the clan, and you may know who I'm talking about, and she's a very proud individual. And she said, he did nothing but tell lies. Everything he said was a lie. There was no battle there. And I said, I thought he had some pretty good ideas. She didn't recognize me. She said, we're starting. And I said, in fact, you know, I thought he had a lot of good ideas. Then she looked over at her attorney, and she left. So that's the price you have to pay. If you want to get in the game, you're going to have to put in the time. And another time there in Fredericksburg, Nancy, remember that one? It got up there, and the chairman of the Board of Supervisors says that for this hearing, we are going to first and foremost only allow residents, homeowner residents, to speak. And everybody else, you're going to have to wait until everybody else is taken care of. We got out of there well after midnight, right? So we hung in there, we got our points across, and Walmart did not win that particular fight. And believe me, we had some victories. And over time, here in Fairfax County, we had a fair amount of support. And if you want me to name a few of the Board of Supervisors, can I say a few more words? Pat Herity, okay. Sharon Bulova were great helps. And in Congress, Jerry Connolly. And I single them out, and I'm a Republican now, but I'm telling you, that's a fact. And things are getting a little better, because preservation means money in the bank, in the coffers of the county. And I'll tell you what, if we're able to, if I had moved here 20 years before, I would have done everything humanly possible to preserve the area around Centerville. Yes. And because there was so much. In fact, I want to close with one comment. There was a big study by the National Park Service to extend the Manassas Battlefield Park all the way into Centerville. And it would have been a great idea if they did it. Okay? It never did happen. And in closing, I just want to, there's a lot I like to say, but I'm out of time, but his name came up several times, but you can't do anything. You have to go to the experts to get a lot of things done. And I can't think of anybody that can match Jim Burgess as much as he's been to help the entire roundtable many times over. A great individual, and I want to thank you, Jim, for all the work that you've done for me personally and for the roundtable.
Jim, raise your hand.
And he's going to be around at least through 2017. That's the real good news.
Thank you, John. If you all didn't get the drift, I mean, we read these newsletters forward and backwards, 25 years, almost 12 a year. There's Mr. Preservation.
Yes.
Do I need to affirm that anymore? He was prolific in the newsletter and all the effort and time that he put in. John, thank you very much.